Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with our guest, with a special guest, an old friend of mine, Martina Sam. And Martina, you live up in Lakeville.
Yeah, born and raised Lakeville, Indiana.
Yeah, Lakeville. And and you got something very special up there. Mm-hmm. What do you call that again?
The Nano Farm.
Nano farm.
Yeah, got a farm.
A little small farm.
It's very small, George.
Yeah, tiny. Can you hold it in the palm of your hand?
If you no, not
it's
that
bigger than
small.
That. Oh, okay.
I'd say it's about an eighth of an acre.
Eighth of an acre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I built a greenhouse this spring on it.
And what kinds of things do you grow in there?
Little vegetables.
So. Anyway, you also, I've always loved your musical work, and you have an album. What's the name of the album?
Yeah, That's Her.
Yeah, That's Her. And it has a number of great songs on it. The song you're going to do today is not on the album?
No, it is not on the album.
Okay, well, tell us a little something about the song and sing it for us, will you?
Well, the song is, I was thinking about it, and it's kind of like a prayer, really. And so, you know, we all have our belief systems, so that's what the song's about, is what I believe. Okay. Who will be my eyes? Now that I stumble around cold and blind, how will I see down the road to all the possibilities? Every day I feel around on my hands and knees, falling on the ground. Hurry and wait for my destiny. Take the lead, I believe. Who'll be my mouth? I want to hear the screams of anger coming out. Make room deep inside for my soul to sing of deeper things I can no longer hide. Every day I feel around on my hands and knees, falling on the ground. Hurry and wait for my destiny. Take the lead, I believe. I believe, I believe. My breath, take everything and let it be all I have left. Breathe deep, realize all the wisdom I hold, it grows deep inside. Yes, every day I feel around. On my hands and knees, I'm crawling on the ground. Hurry and wait for my destiny. Take the lead, I believe. I believe. Searching souls are we.
seeking the purpose of our mortality. Half my life's been spent digging the home ground to find the reason I was sent. Yes, and every day I feel around on my hands and knees, crawling on the ground. Hurry and wait for my destiny. Take the lead, I believe. Well, I believe, I believe.
Martina Sam.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
And now here's host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers, because without them, the clock on the wall may freeze at 0 o'clock, causing the seams of reality to fray and crumble, George Tricker.
No, I think I've had days like that when, you know, it feels like things are crumbling.
Mm-hmm, but, for sure.
But, and then I have to work to put them back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Hannah, and thanks for that wonderful introduction. We have previously drawn two names out of the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour Shoot the Moon basket and are going to call them out of the audience right now and onto our stage to play Shoot the Moon. Let's welcome David Wolf and Gene Wolf to the stage. Maybe they're related. They both have the same last name. So we're going to find out right now. Gene, are you related to this fellow, David?
Oh, yes. I'll admit it. Yes, I am. This is my husband.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. And Gene, I see you are in training and development, and you love critters.
I do. I do. My husband and I both share a love and a soft heart for anything furry or feathered that shows up at our house.
Okay, so insects, not so much?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And you found out, I see you found out about us on Facebook.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's great. And you met at a very early age, right?
Well, she says we did, yeah. She's taught me for years, so.
Oh, okay.
Third grade is what she tells me. I don't remember in third grade.
David, I want to hear a little bit about you. You're originally from Argus.
Yes.
And exactly. Where in Argus? In the countryside?
Oh, yes. Out in the country. Way out in the country. Almost to Fulton County. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. So if you were a country boy, you must have seen a lot of nature yourself.
Oh, yes. And, yes. Out in it almost every day, whether I wanted to or not.
Yeah. Do you have some favorite species out there? Because you love animals. Species? Birds or... animals of some kind? Groundhogs, maybe?
They had a few groundhogs. Owls, I love owls.
Owls,
right. Yes. Yeah. We had a few barn owls and one big owl that used to stay in the woods beside our house.
So I really appreciate you both coming to Wild Rose Moon. Mm-hmm. We have four categories here today for you to choose from, and now we're gonna have a little battle of the sexes here.
Hey, George.
What?
I forgot about
the rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So,
rules.
So there's like... No. Some rules written here on my script, but really there aren't any rules. So not going to read it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Basically, they say, yep, I'm willing to do the quiz show. And we say, cool, do the quiz show.
Okay. So we have four categories. Do you want to read them, Hannah? It's okay with me. They're not in your script.
I don't think I can see them from here. Okay. I think so.
All right. Well, you could repeat them when I say them. Mm-hmm. Here's Smokin' Newport.
Smokin' Newport.
Time Goes By.
Time Goes By.
Ooh. Playing with Nylons.
Playing with Nylons.
And Bonaparte's Retorts.
Bonaparte's Retorts.
Okay. Those are the four categories. They sound interesting to me. I have no idea what they're about.
Right.
But let's find out together. Jean.
Time Goes By.
Time Goes By. Here we go. In 2015, Bill was introduced to Yep Rock. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Recording artist Jonah Tolchin?
Tolchin.
Tolchin. Mm-hmm. They became friends and later agreed that Tolchin would produce Bill's second release. In November of 2015, they met at the famed Bomb Shelter in East Nashville.
Right, it's a recording studio, yeah.
They recorded, mixed, and mastered Bill's second record, Through These Waves. The record was released on March 10th, 2017, to critical acclaim and jumped straight to number one on the Americana Music Association Most Added Radio Stations Top 50 chart. It later also landed on many top albums of the 2017 list, including Folk Alley and Elmore Magazine. How long did it take the musicians to record Through These Waves? Was it A, leap year? B, a fortnight? Or C, a moon's cycle?
B, a fortnight.
That is correct. Excellent. Whoa. Wow. That is some good work, isn't it, Bill?
It's excellent.
Amazing, amazing. Okay. David, what's your category?
Oh, my.
Bonaparte's Retorts.
Bonaparte's Retorts. Okay, here we go. Okay. What career did Bill have before becoming a folk musician?
A lawyer.
Wow, I didn't even have to give him the choices.
A lawyer, I know he is.
Okay, well, I guess he wins without
the
choice.
Down by his eyes.
Yeah, and, wow, yeah. Okay, a lawyer.
Into his eyes, you can tell.
You read my bio.
On the very day that Bill was born, his dad, a preeminent New York trial attorney, met with the dean of his law school alma mater, and together the two friends completed a mock application for young Bill's immediate enrollment as a student of the law.
I vaguely remember that.
Vaguely, yeah.
Some 27 years later, Bill graduated from that very same law school and thus became the long and formative passage upon which Bill was at first destined to follow in the footsteps and ethos of his proud father. The latter's passing of Bill's dad and role model opened a new chapter. Tell us a little bit about that transformation.
Well, I was still practicing law when my dad passed, and I continued to do so for a number of years. But I had already been making the transition and the decision to kind of get out of that and get into this full time. So, but that was kind of, I guess, the last straw kind of thing, but not in a bad way. Just, you know.
Yeah, I understand. It was time. Allowed you to make the final move. That's great. Mm-hmm. All right, back to you, Gene. We've got one and what's the score?
Gene has one and David has one, but I think David will get bonus points for not having to do the multiple choice.
Oh, you're going to get one and a half or something.
Thank you, girl.
Okay.
Good job, man.
Okay, so what do we got left here?
Smoking Newport.
Okay. Didn't there used to be cigarettes called Newports?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was hoping for.
Has nothing to do with that. In July of 2019, Bill became one of the folk, giving his milestone first performance at Newport Folk Festival. The Newport Folk Festival is an American annual folk-oriented music festival. I think it's one of the oldest in the nation, yeah, of the folk festivals. What happened at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965? What happened? Was it A, Madonna made a public appearance with a peacock she had procured from the Queen of England? B, the Beatles made a surprise appearance and ran a three-hour set with Chubby Checker? Or D, Bob Dylan went electric, performing a rock and roll set at the Newport Folk Festival?
I'll go with Bob Dylan.
That's absolutely correct. Do you know any more about that story? I know that Pete Seeger was very upset and took an axe or something and wanted to cut the electric.
I heard it went very well, but no.
The set went well.
No, it didn't actually.
Yeah, I know you weren't there.
But no, I definitely wasn't there.
Okay.
I think.
All
I
right, here we go. David, here's your moment of truth. Okay. Did you ever do that as a kid?
Still do.
Okay. Bill Puck picked up his first guitar at the age of 8. It was a nylon string acoustic, a gift from his mom and dad. He later formed his first band with some of the older kids in and around his hometown and played his first club gig at the age of 13. I thought you said 8.
No, 13.
No,
yeah.
I got that.
The age is when I got the guitar.
That's right. Bill's musical taste grew to be all inclusive as he explored different genres. I love that word. Throughout his high school and college years, what song changed Bill's life? What song? Was it A, Britney Spears, "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time"? B, Enya's "Book of Days"? Or C, Justin Townes Earl's "Mama's Eyes"?
Oh, I've got to go with C.
Is that correct?
Is that all right?
Tell me about that experience of listening to that.
Yeah.
I was researching an old blues slide player, Blind Willie McTell. And I had come across a festival that bore his name, which had passed, and there were icons of a bunch of the performers that had played, and I had never heard of Justin Townes Earl at that point in time, and he was one of the performers, and I clicked on the icon, and it led me to a Live at Paste recording of his song, Mama's Eyes. And I listened to it and kind of continued on looking through the website and thought, oh, I got to go back to that. And I went back and I played it. I must have played it about 8 or 9 times. And then I realized that I needed to figure out how to play it. So I learned it. And then I think in about a day and a half, I went out and bought all of his records and just thought it was just amazing. Just this really intense, profound story. And music was just perfect. And the story ended, the music ended, and it was just, you know, just amazing to me and really understated and right to the point. And
that's a great story.
Yeah.
Thanks. What's our score now, Hannah?
We've ended up with Gene having 2 and David having 2.5.
Oh. Does that mean David wins?
Well, yeah, but we're going to give them both a prize. Each of our contestants have won a sticker, big Wild Rose Moon sticker. Suitable for applying to your gargantuan pumpkin, monster zucchinis, or elephant garlics.
Wait a minute, we couldn't hear that. Could you read that list one more time?
Well, I was trying to do it under the clapping because there were a lot of big words. Oh. Gargantuan pumpkin, monster zucchinis, or elephant garlics. Congratulations, everybody wins when we play Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Well, thanks to Martina Sam for playing her song, I Believe. Also, David and Gene Wolf for that wonderful time on the radio quiz show, and we're up next is the marvelous Bill Scorzari. We're excited.
With support from the Judith Robert and Tom Kapuzinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.